cereal.
You know I can't stand it when you fucking call out from the other room, Dad. Jesus.
Fucking moment, dude. Sorry.
Watch my mouth.
I don't know. You're already starting.
No. Dad. He asked me out. It's just gonna be a date. Harmless. Yeah, exactly. Why do you want to know? Okay. Well, he came up to me in the hallway, and he had this, like, kind of slow, pretty adorable shyness, you know? Nervous as all get out, but he still managed to talk to me without stuttering or making a fool of himself, so that's something, right? No. It's not my first date. Don't you remember? Well, he wasn't much to remember, really, so I guess I can't fault you there. So. We're just gonna go out to dinner. Hopefully not fast food, you know. Dad, you worry too much. I can take care of myself. Besides, this guy is not dangerous at all. We're just gonna have a nice time. Decent conversation, hopefully. Yeah, he's gonna pick me up in a bit. What? Of course it's not his own car. He's not some rich snob. It's his parents' car. And why would that matter anyways? We haven't decided where. We haven't decided on anything, really. I mean, you know that I'd like Italian, but he doesn't know that, so. Ooh, I'll maybe see what he thinks I'd like. That might be fun. How off could he be? What? No, he might not be the one. How can you talk about that? It's just a first date. He isn't gonna wow me. Seriously. You never see things from my perspective. I don't want to talk about it. I don't. He just texted me. Why would I lie about that? You know what? No. I can walk away from any conversation that we are having. I don't have to invent an excuse. Seriously. Look. Do you see the headlights through the window? See them? Yeah? Looks like your dishonest daughter is anything but. Just try to relax, Dad. I'll be home later. Damn. Yeah, feel free to assess my ring finger for new inhabitants when I get back. Damn. Motherfucker gets on my fucking nerves. Are you gonna... Oh, thanks. Yeah, thank you. How kind. So, where did you plan on taking me? I'm starving. No. Close, but that's not how you pronounce that restaurant's name. But it sounds good, though. Yeah, let's do that. Oh, you made me a CD? That's wonderful. Very sweet. No, I'm sorry. I have, like, a slight headache. Maybe we could listen on the way back? It's just that I had an argument with my father, and I just need, you know, some quiet time. I'll be fine. Thank you. Isn't the moon beautiful tonight? Full moon? So romantic. You don't think so? You can't really be that simplistic. It's much more than controlling the tides. The lunar moves a different tide, It's one of love and affection.
You guess?
Jesus, I hope your conversation improves by the time we get to the restaurant.
Tonight it has that bright, like, unsightly glow, as if it didn't belong, you know? But it's a wrongness, and it's haunting the skies. It's uneasy. No, don't mind me. I just enjoy looking out the window. I know you have Mrs. Chauncey's bio class, right?
Yeah, same. So I spend the majority of my time there just staring off, lost in my own head, you know?
Although, we're all guilty of that, aren't we? Imagination. It's just a part of the human experience.
I see, you know, through that window in class, I just see through the window, but I'm not watching nature, birds. I'm seeing a whole other world. You know, a place free from the constraints of biology.
You don't have much to say. Am I intimidating you?
I shouldn't be.
So, based on your sheepish wooing of me, am I the first girl you've ever asked out?
I thought so. Well, you chose an interesting one.
Why are you laughing?
Now, this is the part where you agree, so I don't get upset.
Thank you.
Nope. Not boring. I am not boring.
You're doing better, though. You have me wondering if you'd ever spoken a sentence earlier.
You aren't handicapped, are you?
Well, then park in an actual parking spot.
Is that how you want this night to end? Your parents' car towed away as the rain spits on the both of us for heretical parking blasphemy?
No, it's not. Look. Look. Right over there. See? Someone's pulling out. We have a place.
Thanks, but I can open my own door. I'm a capable girl.
Oh, wow. You got reservations. Color me, I'm not sure what the color for impressed would be.
Maybe black?
Yes, like my hair. Very observant.
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson?
Okay, so here's my problem with that. Not bothered that you coupled us together like a marriage on the rocks needing to revert to first dates. No, that's not it at all. I'm bothered that fucking Johnson is your choice of name.
Well, I would have liked something more creative than that.
Come on, it's not too difficult. Maybe Destro, a combination of French and Italian, you know, much more vibrant and noticeable than Johnson.
I hope the Johnsons aren't eating stale bread.
Oh my god. I want to listen to you mispronounce Italian meals all day. You know, you could chuck the CD that you made me. Just record that, okay? My heart is yours.
Will you relax? Just a joke.
You know, honestly, I expected greasy burgers or just, you know, this is a little much for a first date.
You know we aren't. I'm 17.
They can make a case for imprisonment as an adult since my 18th birthday is tomorrow even. You know, I just feel it looming over me like a cautious chaperone.
No, I'm not calling you a chaperone. It's just a simile.
Oh my god, relax, will you please? I turned 18 8 months ago. Sorry, I just like to torment you. We will be arrested if we are drinking in public at this age. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not opposed to it, you know, elsewhere, but please, I didn't plan on spending my evening behind bars.
Yeah, hi. I will have the spaghetti meat sauce.
I'm sorry. Look, I am so sorry. I've just never heard Alfredo botch so badly. It isn't a butler, you know, you're too silly. May I please have a Pepsi? Thanks. I know, it takes forever to get food in a place like this. Oh. Uh-oh, it looks like you're gonna have to hold a conversation again. So, tell me about yourself. That isn't much to go on. Anything else about you? You also have a dog. That's great. I love dogs. Correct assumption. I also own a dog. Excuse me, sir. This is a first date. I don't reveal the dog's name until much later. I gotta string you along somehow, don't I? No, I didn't rescue it. No. We got it, my dad and I, from some lady out in the boonies. Okay. Well, contrary to popular belief, not every single dog on this earth has been kicked across the floor. You know, we love the dog just the same as you love your rescued pup. What? How? How would it be better? All dogs are equal. Don't you know that? Look, if we ignored all these happy, unbattered puppies, what would become of them, huh? We get stray packs of once-friendly dogs ravaging the countryside. Mm-hmm. And then what do you think happens next? Those abused dogs, they have brethren now. They aren't going to stick with their owners, okay? So now all the dogs in America are upset and out for blood, and the next thing you know, seeing eye dogs are wandering off to join the resistance, and some blind woman walks into oncoming traffic. You look horrified. I just have a dark sense of humor. I am making sure that a blind woman is not being scraped off a windshield by loving the dogs that are wanted. That's all I'm saying. Oh, will you lighten up? I saw a smile. Mm-hmm. You're a real bastard, just like me. But look, I'm so proud we had a full-fledged conversation. I didn't have to ring my bell. You don't? Never mind. Hey, that was quick. The spaghetti is here now. And the chicken Alfred looks good, too. Look, I can't help it. It's you have a damn gift. That's what it is. Thank you. We will. You survived. Now you can eat. Whew. Wow. I'm still reeling from it all. No, it was amazing. Please. Oh my gosh, my last date, okay? He took me to a burger joint. And no, it gets much worse. It turned out his ex worked there. Uh-huh. I didn't know it at the time, but he brought me there to make her jealous. I know. I don't know if you've ever eaten a burger where the main ingredient is spit, but I almost did. Like, very nearly. I had a bad vibe. You know, gut instinct. It was like he lured it over me and tried to, like, show me off to her. It was really uncomfortable. And then, once I saw the secret ingredient in my meal, you know, I left. Do you believe that shit? Some people. Christ. Anyways, this was nothing like that. It was delightful. Hey. I wondered if you wanted to go to Lover's Lane? That's not too far from here, and I think maybe we could have some fun. It's up to you. Do you want? Okay, Jesus! Oh my god, you almost backed into the restaurant. They'd have you cleaning dishes till I was out of college. Damn, I'll take that as a resounding fuck yes. That's good. Because I didn't want this night to end just yet. Why don't we hear the CD that you made for me? Alright. So it's blank? You figured that I wouldn't want to listen, but it would somehow impress me? No offense, but you really shouldn't try to be subtle. It fits like a clown's shoe on you. I'm not even sure what I'd call it. I'm just gonna forget it, okay? The spaghetti, See, it is possible to say it correctly. It was very good. Oh, stop the car, please. I know we aren't there yet, but look, there's a hill with a view. Look, it'll only take a minute, okay? Come on, get out of the car. Come on, come sit with me. Oh my gosh, just look at it. Look, it's so close. We can almost touch the moon. I can feel its warmth, the astral desires that stars have for me. Don't worry, someday you'll feel it too. You spend far too much time looking down when you should be gazing into the cosmos, the unknowns above, you know. That's where imagination comes from, the North Star. Centuries ago, people could see the bright goddess of the night beckoning them to praise and worship her, and then over time it all faded. We'd trace our fantasies and our dreams to that moment, the lovely mistake of glancing into the heavens. It's important to know where it all came from. Will you hold me for a while? I want to feel your warmth in the moonlight keeping me safe. Thank you. It's so rare. We're away from it all. The lights, the noises. You can only hear the soft lullaby of the wind. The most brilliant vocalist. Only drowned out by the frivolous and the nonsense of life. Oh, no. I want to stay in your arms for a bit longer. Please. The moon is comforting to me. It always has been. You know, I used to be afraid of the dark, monsters and the like. My father never got me a nightlight. He said there was no need. And then when I said he was mean, he just smiled. He told me there was no greater nightlight than the moon itself. A giant ball of illumination, and it would prevent the things that lived under my bed and in my closet from taking me away. And so, ever since then, I've always looked at the moon as a guardian angel of sorts. No, I've never felt anything for the sun. I'm a lunar girl. Thank you for listening, holding me. I needed that. Shall we away to Liver's Lane, then? I don't think anybody will be there. You took care of me. I'll return the favor. Oh, not exactly romantic. But I had such a nice time. Such a gentleman. Yes, you can kiss me. Was that your first kiss? Should probably do a second one. You don't want me remembering a lousy first one. Well, you know what they say about a third time. Oh, nothing. Just enjoying your taste. Everything's fucking fine, okay? There's no one here, just you and me. Does that make you nervous? That's adorable, but you could just lean in and kiss me without permission. You did fine. I'm just not ready. Would I? Yeah. Yes, I'd like to see you again after this. Even though... Never mind. Just a silly thought. Well, look, you got to kiss a girl, huh? Was it as good as you hoped? You don't have enough evidence. I could take the stand as a credible expert. And all the while, the moon watches over me. Tonight isn't our night, babe. I think you could take me home now if that's good with you. I knew you'd be respectful of me. Thank you. And I'll give you something that I don't give out so easily. My dog's name is Benny. You know, I can think of some guys being very upset that I told you that after a single date. Our secret. And you have to promise me, okay? that when you get home, you will admire the sea of stars. Good. Don't break your promise. Can you go faster? I just have some things to do. I don't need to be out any later. Another fucking red light. No, I'm not mad at you. It's something else. It's, you know, trouble at home and all that jazz. Oh my god! Christ, I love red, but I don't want to see that color right now. Finally. And so close to my house. See you looking at me. We've established that it's well accepted to kiss me. Good night. Good morning to you too, Father. Look at that. I didn't even get a wedding ring. Your greatest fears can rest for another day. Besides, I'm still paying all those kids a few nickels a day to make my dress. Don't look at me like that. I didn't get my sense of humor from my mother. It went all right. He's a sweetheart. You always wanted to be a grandfather, right? We went to that new Italian place, talked, exchanged wisdom of our deepest, innermost thoughts. What do you want to hear? It was a simple date. And I'm going to see him again tonight. I'm not sure. I was very carefree with him. You know, I'm irresponsible with information I usually never say. Also, I couldn't stop talking about the moon. Did you see it? It was gorgeous. No, I'm not sure if I'm going to be home after school. I might just go back with him and meet his folks. Why not? It shouldn't bother you that much. Okay, well, you really can't do anything about it, and I want to see him, and so I will. I'm gonna head to school now. I'm sad. The clouds are covering her up. It's a crying shame. I've told you what the moon means to me, haven't I? You didn't forget. That's pleasing. You know, I thought about you all last night. I even made myself come saying your name before I slept. You're blushing. Isn't that so hard to believe? I could take your virginity here, but that wouldn't be special, would it? This is your house. You know, you've spent your formative years here. Let's go back to Lover's Lane, huh? This time I can give you what you need. It's not a far drive, baby. Well, I've been thinking about your cock inside me all day during school, taking me in Lover's Lane. I know you want it. So let's go. Jeez, careful now. You turn the key with that much force, you might break it. And then how am I gonna fuck your brain? Patience is a virtue, and so is lust. Okay, look. Don't crash us into a ditch, but I'm gonna touch you. That's okay? Okay. I'm gonna take that wild up and down head movement as your attempt at a nod, and reach over. Well, I can already see softness is not gonna be an issue. That's good. I'm gonna massage it with my hand. I wanna feel it. Oh, it's so warm. Imagine how much warmer I'll be inside of my pussy. I can't wait.
Oh my god! Okay, judging by running that red light, you can't either. I've never been so happy to have almost been fucking killed in an accident.
And here we are. As desolate as last night, but things are gonna be different for us this time. Kiss me already. I can't wait to fuck you. And feel your cock go in between my legs. I wanted it all fucking day, thinking of what would happen. It made me so excited. So mad with lust, and now it's coming. The moment I've been waiting for. Oh, it's been so long. It's been so fucking long. I've missed it. You're so lucky, baby. You're so lucky. Feel how fast my heart is beating. Our time is almost here. Come on. Come on. Oh, I just feel it. I know it. Oh, don't worry, honey. I'm just ecstatic that we're about to fuck like bunnies. That's all. So very, very fucking ecstatic. You are so aroused. I love it. I'll make good use of it. Now I know why the moon isn't watching. Finally, I've been waiting. Kill him. I love hearing him scream. My pussy was so wet in anticipation. I was so fucking upset that you weren't here last night. God. Oh, was that a surprise, sweetie? You are nothing. I brought you here to die. It's okay. Look, I'll open the driver's side door, and you can watch me play with myself while he starts on you. Oh, God. I've seen it before, and it's something to behold. He takes his time. He makes sure that you suffer. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I've stomached your pathetic whimperings for long enough. Now I can see you truly miserable. He just lets me watch. Oh, it's true. I've thought of you all day. Of the beautiful ways that he'd kill you. Oh, God. Look at his strong hands wrapped around your throat. The last image you'll have before you rot away is of my cunt. And that's how it should be. Oh. Your eyes are so bloodshot. Are you scared, baby? Do you think that I'm evil? Oh, you can't speak, can you? That face of sheer desperation. I'm gonna keep you in my head for later. I'll think of your expression when you suffocated to death in front of me. You just let me talk and masturbate watching, just like last time. Why won't you fuck me, sir? Look at me. You look what you're missing out on. It can be yours. I couldn't do anything. I'm too small to do anything at all. If you wanted to have your way with me, if you took me by force with those strong arms of yours and mounted me on his car, I bet I'd scream louder than ever before. You'd make me your little whore, wouldn't you? Won't you? Please. I brought him here so I could see you. I paid the fare of his worthless life to see you again. I'm fucking crazy about you. Please, give me something. Give me something. Oh, you know what? I could tell the police, you know that? You leave me unfulfilled and unsatisfied. Do you expect me to be quiet? He died easily. This was beneath you. Beneath your talent. I'm gonna tell the police everything I know. How you coerce me and you force me. You'll be hunted. Maybe you can evade them. Maybe not. But I'll make your life hell unless you give me something. Any. Please. Oh, got your attention now, huh? Come over here, baby. Stand right there. Yeah. I'm gonna roll down my window and pull out your cock. I'm not gonna do it, but if you want me happy, you'll have it ready. Oh my. It's so much larger than his. He's looking right at us. I hope he can still see us. I'll show him what a nasty little slut I am. Oh, I've tasted many but this. A murderous cock has no equal. And you don't say a word. I'll suck the response right out of you. Ah, I can tell. You're ready to draw my whore mouth either. Come. Please do. Please. No. What are you doing? Close the door. So roll out my window and come on that, but not in my mouth. You think I'm gonna let it dry? Watch me. Licking the glass, cleaning you up. I had one solitary lick and I got all of it. Now fuck me. Fuck me. What the fuck? You're taking his... You're more interested in disposing his dead, useless fucking corpse than shoving yourself inside me? Oh my god. You fucking faggot. Piece of shit. You have no idea what you're passing up. You wouldn't be able to pull out of me. I guarantee it. I'd make you explode. So go ahead. Go ahead. Bye, I guess. Take your fucking special victim away. I'll bring you another one. Tomorrow night. Be here. I know plenty of stupid guys that will come up here without much convincing. And hey, you had better be here. I can use this mouth for more than cocksucking. You better remember that. Yes, I walked. Date went poorly. Don't want to talk about it. Going to sleep. Bye. No, I said I don't want to talk about it. He wasn't who I thought he was. You know, he's a jerk. I don't ever want to see him again. I'm going to bed, okay? I had a long night. Yeah, I mean... I guess he just couldn't handle me. That was too much for him. I have my needs. Maybe you'd want to show me yourself? At Lover's Lane? Yes, it has to be there. Well, I get frisky in that spot. Unless you want to take me out for dinner and meet my family and... Hey, where are you going? Maybe you don't understand. You can have sex with me if you come to Lover's Lane. It's very black and white. What did you say? The fuck you just say to me? I'm a psycho? You're not enough of a man either, are you? No one in this fucking school has any balls. You know what? I doubt I could fuck a Ken doll anyways. You know, so enjoy being sexually impaired. Oh. Hey, it's you. Yeah, good to see you too. Nothing. He broke up with me. I'm sad over it, you know? I thought he could have been the one. Well, sure. Hey, yeah, I can help you with your math. I used to tutor you, last semester, right? So, you're not, seeing anybody, are you? You wouldn't mind if we did it in Lover's Lane? I always liked you, you know? We can do some studying and then maybe some other stuff. Yeah, I've always found you cute. I'm not ashamed to say it. So, you'll meet me there tonight? Yes. Cool. I can't wait to catch up with you. Awesome. Yeah, that's his car. Well, I took the key and threw it into the sewer. I know, it wasn't nice of me, but he called me a whore. It hurt my feelings so badly. I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to be helping you with your mouth, but I'm just a fucking mess. God. Oh my god. I hate you seeing me like this. It's not pretty. You think I am? Thank you. That warms my heart. Can I come in? I don't want to sit in the back seat. I'll just sit next to you. Yeah. It's a bit unorthodox, but I'll help you the best I can. Okay, yeah. The quadratic formula is pretty tricky, so let me explain it. It's called a square root. Jesus, does your teacher even teach? How long do you think that we've been here? 25 minutes? I can't fucking believe it. That piece of fucking asshole. Yeah, my fucking ex. I can't believe what he did. I cannot. Like, I told him that I... Okay. If he wants to do things like that, fine. Hey, hon. Do you mind if we finish this tomorrow? I mean, I think you get the gist of it now, right? You can use the formula to solve the problems. There's only about 3 left. Just one more night, okay? Thank you. No, it wasn't a date. I was tutoring again. Same kid as before. You know, very basic fucking stuff. I don't think the teacher does their job at all. Oh, I seem angry? I am. That guy. Such an asshole. Sorry, language. I know. Look, I'll talk about it when I'm ready, but not yet. Okay. Good night, Dad. Look at you. Yesterday, you couldn't even write a square root. Now you're writing the quadratic formula all perfectly. Well done. I love seeing the knowledge. What? I didn't hear anything. You were just nervous, dear. It's okay. You know, you're very sexy when you're nervous. It's okay. I've wanted to do this for a long time. Oh, I fought the urges last semester, but now I want to pleasure you. Lean back, close your eyes, and enjoy my mouth. Oh, God. This cock is... Very good. I had no idea that you were hiding such a delicious cock from me. It's really big. Really big, too. Getting really big. I don't know that I can take it all the way. Oh, fuck. I'm trying as hard to get it all the way down my throat. I just want to lick it and worship it all day. That is fucking magnificent. You are making me so happy, baby. Does it feel good? I can feel your blood trickling down onto my scalp. It's a lovely massage. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie. You have no fucking idea how useful you've been to me. Don't try to talk. It'll just make it worse. That wound in your neck. You can just admire a beautiful girl sucking your cock. I'm gonna do this quick. It won't be alive much longer. I don't want to be a corpse fucker, do I? Oh, here he comes. Thank you very, very fucking much. I won't make you come before you're dead, baby. It's only fair. It's a shame it had to be you, but I was out of fucking options. We might have had some real fun together. The blood is squirting all over me. My bones of the dying. Delightful. It's so hot, your blood. It feels like it's dripping onto my brain. That's so fucking good. It's not necro just yet, is it, sweetie? Are you there? No, I'm a good girl. I'd never. I know.
Sorry. He's already dead. Isn't that fucking tragic? You seem so prepared. So ready to snuff the life out of someone. But it won't be him. He's gone now. And he left happy, I can assure you.
What do you do now? Huh? All that pent-up aggression and sexual energy. Where, oh, where could you use it? You're trembling, filled with so much violent energy. Use it on me. You know you want to. He speaks. Yes, sir. Yes, I can get out of the car. Indeed, I will. What awful plans do you have for me? You've never fucked me, refused to touch me, and now you have no fucking choice. It's fuck me or kill me. Either way, I know you have to feel my skin and my butt. Oh, that's better. Be a man. Show me. Fuck my little whore dreams dead. I need to be punished. Look how bad I am. I'm fucking out of control. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, I love seeing his corpse. Watch me fuck. Watch me be naughty. Oh, it doesn't seem to bother you. Hey, you said my name. You're a better stalker than I thought. Did you jerk off to me? Fantasizing? You can kill so easily and majestically, I might add, but is it hard for you to fuck? Huh? Is there something wrong with you? Psychopath murder, having your way with such an innocent girl like me. You are hideous. Even in my wildest dreams. Oh, Daddy. Who knew that you fucked better than the rest, huh? Take your good little girl's cunt. I can see those eyes. They yearn for me and love me. You hit it so well. Oh, I guess the cat's out of the bag now, huh? Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me like you always wanted. Too afraid. Too weak. Make me your little whore. I'm just your slut. Mom's been gone for so long, you never wanted anyone but me. I'm all that you think about. Oh? You think this is a one-time affair? Watch this. See, if you stop playing this fun game with me, I'll tell them what you did. And you cut me to silence me, shut me up. But my conscience has got the best of me. At the risk of my own life, I had to stop you. All you have to do is keep killing. Keep fucking. I'll bring them you. And you'll reward me by fucking me like a good daddy should. I won't have to cut myself. We could just make love under the beautiful moon. You don't seem to be able to kill me, so you have no choice. Do what I want. That's what you want, too. Just a minute. Just a minute. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy. Oh, God. Of a grown man is such... Oh, a difference. Oh, you can't even call these people men. Oh, you should understand that you're gonna come in me this time, right? That's fucking right, I'll slash my own throat if you don't. Do you want me to watch your pretty daughter die? I should fucking hope not. Make sure you leave a stain inside of me. Fill me up, Nanny. Oh, don't you even fucking think about stopping. Back and forth, in and out, like that. Perfect. Daddy. I'm so happy now. Fuck. I'm so fucking happy. All done? Let me clean you off. The cock of my perfect dream. Oops, got some blood on it. I'll suck it off. This is my kind of bonding experience. Christ, I can't get used to this. And I will. I will get used to this. Unless you want to attend my funeral. You don't want that, right? Such a lovely, caring daddy. I love you. I'll see you at home, daddy. Thanks for an enchanted evening.